B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello, Geek!
What's going on, guys?
Geek.
Doing good.
Geek, you're the man, Geek. You were incredible this year.
I hope for the listeners, because I'll tell you, my pockets are filled with ducats right now. Of course, I keep them in cash in the front, but I'm getting all these payments from all the leagues. Loving it. What a season it was.
You were just incredible. Let me tell you, you were the MVP of our season, of our show. People loved you. You were a huge addition, man.
I love it. I love helping people win. You know, I love fantasy football, daily fantasy, everything to do with this. And, you know, it was a particularly good year for me. It doesn't always work out that way. Injuries, you know, there's all kinds of factors out of our control. But this one worked really well for me. And it goes back to the beginning of the season when I talked to you guys about how much I love Jalen Hurts as your starting quarterback for the full season in fantasy, and why you could get him with your last pick in the draft and he was going to lead you to championships. I promised it.
You did, man. Delivered. You called it, dude. You were in love with Jalen. Fantasy Jalen was your man. And you called it early.
The whole offseason last year, I dreamt about Jalen. I'm weird like that. I dream about players in the offseason. Like, I don't think about normal people things. And I dreamt about how he was going to lead my teams to championships with the crazy legs. And then the other bonus for me personally, my game, there was a couple of moves we made at the beginning of the season in the projection models and in sort of the rankings, where for me, I couldn't understand why Brandon Ayuk was going two rounds before Deebo Samuel. I didn't make sense. I said, there's some groupthink going on here that's wrong. So, you know, him and also Cooper Kupp was going after, and if you think about how crazy this sounds now, Cooper Kupp was going after Robert Woods. And that was the other thing. I said, why would people take Woods over Kupp? Kupp's a touchdown scorer. So, to me, both of those guys, and I wound up with them on all my teams.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was just that.
So you're next year, we got to do a lot before the season, too, to help people with the draft. Okay. You know,
that's the key time, you know, getting ready for the draft and avoiding the groupthink that starts to happen. I love the groupthink because I see it. I recognize it. And I go, wait, this doesn't make any sense. So there's, you know, those pop up every year.
That's why you're the geek.
That's how we do it.
And you got all your models. You got your projection models, your Brazilian models, your finish models. You got them all.
The Brazilian models are my favorite.
Geek.
Those are the best models.
All right, so I got a lot to ask you because I'm curious. DFS this week for week 18, it's an odd week. How do you approach it? Maybe give you some guys you like, maybe some game stacks. What are you thinking?
First of all, I love week 18 because the first thing we can really do is sift through motivations. Motivations are everything. And so we can eliminate some teams based on lack of motivation as an example. And I'll show you what I mean. This weekend alone, your beloved Eagles team, no reason to play. Cowboys, no reason to play. So resting starters across the board, you've got the Packers, very likely to rest starters. You've got the Bengals now pretty much saying they're going to rest their guys. The Browns, you know, quarterback is out. So motivations are everything in week 18. And, you know, I'm not even sure. I'm even looking at Tom Brady. I'm not sure what he's going to do. He's the biggest mystery of the weekend for me and the Bucs team in general. They don't really need to play, but Tom Brady's not the type that likes to take a break. So we'll figure that part out. But there are some definite games where teams absolutely need this win.
Right.
And for DFS purposes, I'm focused on those because at least or the terrible teams. So none of them have any reason to rest anybody. So those are the teams we want to focus on. I don't want to get caught up in, you know, guessing on a team that is saying coaches lie. Because I don't know if you know this. Are you aware that occasionally they tell a fib? Occasionally. And so I don't believe them. When these coaches come out and they're all going to play this game hard and come on, you know, I don't believe you. And they lie all the time. So you have to cut through that noise and just look at the games where you're like, this guy needs to win. You know, so there's some teams that just need to win. And the biggest, you know, there's a lot of games this weekend that kind of fill that bill. San Francisco against the Rams. I just want a lot of exposure to that game. So, when you look at that game, DFS purposes, obviously Cooper Kupp going for a record.
Right. So you're looking angles too. Like if you see, you know, the Kupp angle is the perfect one for it. You know he's going to get a lot of targets.
They want him to get the record. The teams are aware of these things.
Yeah.
They know about the record.
Yeah.
You know, Stafford knows about it. Everybody knows about the record. They want him to get the record.
Yeah.
They're going to feed Cooper Kupp like crazy this weekend. How about the Titans, by the way? Can you believe the Titans are playing for first place? And even crazier, they're going to get Derrick Henry back for the playoffs.
It's amazing, man. And you're a big D. Henry fan.
I love Derrick Henry, and I can't even believe he's coming back. I can't believe the Titans are somehow in first place. They need to win this game, super motivated. So maybe, you know, I think the Texans can be competitive. I'm not a quote-unquote play Ryan Tannehill in DFS guy. That's not my thing. But, you know, A.J. Brown is really interesting in that game. Maybe a little Dante Foreman in that specific game might carry some interest.
How about the Chargers? Because the Chargers-Raiders is the game winning you're in, and you got to believe that the Chargers against the Raider defense should be pretty live, no?
Oh, big time. Now, the NFL did flex that one out to the night game, so we'll have fun with that as a single game showdown.
Right. Yeah.
That's a playoff game. Straight up, that is a playoff game. Might as well. The winner's in, the loser's out. I can't wait for that game, but, you know, I definitely like the Chargers to win it, but I can't wait for that one. That's going to be very exciting. The Cardinals against the Seahawks. How about everything to do with the Cardinals this weekend? They have to win. It's a must win for the Cardinals. You know, we go right back to Kyler Murray, Zach Ertz, double-digit targets two of the last 3 weeks. That's a guy that we want to take a look at in that one and see who's the running back for the Cardinals. I'm not even sure. Edmonds hasn't practiced the last couple of days, so we have to see how that looks. And I'll ask you this, you guys this, but do you think Russell Wilson is highly motivated to sort of have a nice game in his last potential game as a Seahawk? Does that even matter?
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I don't know. I, you know, when you and I were talking, I think you made a great point about Seattle at home. Like the last home game, I think he busts it. I'll give you a team because they played Seattle last week, but you look at the Lions against the Packers, and the Lions are going to want to finish strong, right? And that St. Brown has been ridiculous.
Amon-Ra.
Right?
My goodness.
I think he's a guy to watch out for on Sunday.
He's definitely a guy to keep an eye on this Sunday. 11 targets, and that's been for Boyle. So yeah. It's not like Amon-Ra's going to be an interesting study next season in how much a late season run with all the wide receivers injured on the team kind of affects what we think of his outlook, you know, fantasy football wise going forward. Amon-Ra might rise up to a top 15 type draft pick, maybe top 20 wide receiver type draft pick, and maybe he doesn't belong there. It's going to be really interesting how that one plays out because, you know, you could see the team picking up one of the elite free agent wide receivers or drafting a first round wide receiver, and Amon-Ra goes from, you know, sort of a very, very hyped and really high quality looking rookie to, you know, the career arc of maybe like a Tyrell Williams, you know, where he had that one great year with no other wide receivers on the Chargers, and then we haven't heard from him since.
All right, so a couple things. One, it's the week 18, and I know you got a lot of angles, and you got your Sharp app, and the Sharp app has become a great tool for fantasy, for props, for picking games and sussing out games. So tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, right now, one of the biggest advantages we have on the Sharp app is the betting handles that we have in every single game center. So when you go into games, I mean, this has been incredibly predictive. We're getting data directly from the sports books as far as, you know, how many tickets are on which side of a bet and how much money is on each side of a bet. And what that tells us, we interpret it to understand who the sharps are on, who the heavy hitters are on. Because when more tickets are on one side, but more money's on the other, you can understand that the big money, the smart money, is kind of going against the public. And that's been wildly predictive. So we have these great stats in the game center that give you a really good idea of at least who the sharpest minds believe will win the game, will cover the spread. You know, we have the handles for money line and for winner. And so you could really look at it across those different things. And of course, like every week for my fantasy and my DFS decisions, I love accessing the player props tool that we have on the app, where you can really quickly get a line on what the likelihood is, or how much what side of the bet people are on in terms of a player scoring a touchdown in the game, or, you know, getting a number of receptions for a wide receiver. So, or a running back. A lot of times we look at these running backs and we're like, hey, they're going to use them in the passing game. Well, what I do is I go on the Sharp app, I check the prop for that player, and I look at what the over-under is on total receptions. And then it's like, oh, okay.
That's a great idea. That's brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Because a lot of times we don't know. Last week, I'll give a great example of something I just took advantage of on the app, and it was crazy. So just before game time, I'm just going through, this is what I do, again, my spare time. I'm surfing through the props for each game, just kind of looking for any discrepancies. And I jump on the Patriots, and Damian Snacks Harris is, we compare the prop across all different books. So on DraftKings, he was a -120 to score a touchdown, but all of the other books had him at -170, -190. So I thought it was just bad data, actually, and I went in and checked it to make sure this could be right, because how could one book be
right.
Different? And no, it was right. FanDuel, DraftKings just hadn't really adjusted their number on him. And so, that was like the smash that bet. It paid off in the first 5 minutes of the game.
Yeah, and he scored twice.
He's bet it for made.
Fantastic.
5 minutes in.
Yeah.
And it was right there. And quite honestly, I don't do it for the -170 because this is a high number
right.
to score a touchdown. But a -120 for Damian Harris, a team that wants to score via the run, it was a no-brainer. That's the kind of stuff that you could quickly kind of get a grasp of when you jump in our game center.
Oh, I love it.
And just kind of look it over.
I love it. All right, look, here's the deal. You do the playoff DFS. You do, and obviously, for the picking the games and the props. So next Thursday, 1 o'clock, we're back on, all right? Because I don't want to lose you during the playoffs, but I need you during the playoffs.
I will tell you, a playoff DFS is my absolute favorite. And we've talked about this before. It's much more predictable. Teams don't do silly things in the playoffs.
Right.
You don't hear about guys being rested. You don't hear about any of that. They focus on their studs. They highlight their
feed
best players.
Feed the studs.
Yeah, they feed the stud. That's what they do. They're not like, oh, we're going to get the ball to, you know, Gabriel Davis. No, it's, hey, we're going to feed Stephon Diggs because he's our best guy.
You're the man.
That's what teams do in the playoffs. And you know what? There's a real edge in DFS to know this, because people continue to kind of look at, kind of play the playoffs the way they do the regular season, where, you know, all of a sudden, you know, Keyshawn Vaughn comes in for the Bucks and gets a whole bunch of run. You're like, who the heck is this guy? What's he doing in the game, right? And why are they doing that? Oh, they're resting the starter or whatever. They don't do that in the playoffs. Everybody's out there, even Zeke Elliott.
Yeah, no, I think that's brilliant. All right, listen, Geek, you are the MVP. We love you, man. You're the best, Geek.
I appreciate you having me on, man. You know, it's been great getting to know the Philly crowd. Everybody texts me, one of our DMs me on Twitter. I'm getting, so I come off the show, I get like, you know, 30, 40, 50 DMs every week for or tweets.
What's your handle?
It's my at F Football Geek handle. It's again, it's at F Football Geek. So I'm always there, guys. I'm on
all
Twitter.
Right. Hit them up, man.
I answer everything. I answer everything. I can't help it. I have OCD like that. I see my little mark. I got to answer it.
Good man. Good. You're the best, Geek. We love you, buddy. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.